I'm John Batchelor with Hampton Sides. His book is The Wide, Wide Sea. This is the third voyage of Captain James Cook. His mission, to discover the Northwest Passage. There's a reward. There's the celebration of his countrymen. There's worldwide acclaim for the person who finds the passage through the ice from Greenland to the Pacific to the Asian markets, especially China and India. However, Cook has a magic. He finds land that isn't there on the map. And sailing across the equator north, December of 77, they spot an island that we now know as Maui around Christmas time, I think. This is December 77 into 78. But the wind pushes them away from Maui, and they find an island that we call Kauaians. Kauai is part of the chain. It doesn't exist on his maps. What does he make of it, Hampton?
He can't believe it. He thinks it's a mistake at first. He wonders if it's an optical illusion or something. But as they get closer, they realize it's a major volcanic island, one of many in a chain. And he realizes immediately that this is a major find. This is not, you know, some tiny little atoll somewhere uninhabited. There's a whole thriving civilization here. As the ships come closer, all these canoes are launched out to meet him and greet him. This is a true first contact experience for both sides. And the Kauaians, the men and women of Kauai, don't know what to make of Cook's ships. There's all sorts of oral history passed down that they thought they were some kind of giant manta rays that had emerged from the sea, or that they were gods, or that they were from outer space. all kinds of weird ideas. And then as they got closer, they saw these sailors smoking. They'd never seen smoking before, so they called them the volcano people, because there's smoke constantly coming out of their mouths, and they're reaching into pockets. You know, they had never seen pockets. And they say, look at these people. They reach into their bodies and pull out treasure. All kinds of unusual first contact observations. You know, it was like a party from outer space had just arrived. And it's working in both directions. Both sides are so curious about the other. And Cook immediately realizes, because he can kind of speak with them, he knows a little bit of pidgin Polynesian by this point. He realizes these are Polynesian people. These are essentially the same culture as all those other people that he'd been hanging out with all those years. We're talking about the Tongans and the Tahitians and the Maori. And he's starting to realize, holy moly, these people have... These are expert voyagers. They have traveled the entire Pacific and populated the entire Pacific. They must be incredible long-distance wayfarers. And he begins to puzzle over this question of the Polynesian diaspora and realizing the extent of that achievement.
The Kauai is the end of the chain. Actually, there are a couple more islands after that. But what is striking about Cook's mood change? Again, there is thievery, this time of iron, and sometimes they can steal the nails from the ship. They swim underneath. They swim like fish, the Kauaians. But again, he's not responding well to the environment. He does no other exploring. Did that strike you? Does that strike, for the last 200 years of biographers, have that struck people as strange that he didn't investigate the other islands?
Yes, I think people are saying, well, yes, Captain Cook was in a hurry to get to Alaska. He had a timeline in mind. You know, he knew that he could only get to Alaska and do his work there during the summer. So, yes, he was in a hurry. But at the same time, he could have gone eastward and southward and threaded through these incredible islands. And people have said, you know, the old Captain Cook, the more curious captain of voyages 1 and 2, would have done that, at least get them on the map, chart them a bit, see what's there. But he didn't. He very quickly left Kauai and said, you know, big discovery here, but I can't investigate it. I got to get to Alaska. And so he moves very quickly on back into the Pacific.
Clark did meet with a chieftain, a Kanioneo. Mm-hmm. Did Clark want to explore Charles Clark, the commander of the second ship, Discovery?
Yeah. He had a brief meeting with a high-ranking a chief on Kauai, and it was a peaceful – it was a strange meeting, but it was a peaceful meeting. And that was really the only encounter like that that happened. And Clark was having to sort of serve as the diplomat because Cook's ship had been swept westward in a kind of in a storm. But anyway, the two ships regroup very quickly and get on their way across the Pacific towards North America.
One more detail before we head north.
Yeah.
Cook discovered that the Kauaians were extremely sophisticated builders and farmers with fields laid out, with their foodstuffs assured. In other words, yeah. This is a sophisticated civilization. Did he express that in his logs? Very different from what he met, say, in the Palawa or the Maoris.
Yeah, he did. This is another thing about Cook. I mean, he comes ashore and investigates. A lot of people, a lot of these explorers or captains just wanted to exploit resources and get the heck out of there. He wanted to observe. And so he came ashore pretty much by himself, unarmed, surrounded by thousands and thousands of Kauaian people. And they go up into the hills. They see the aqueducts and the plantations, breadfruit farms. He starts to realize that this is unbelievable earthworks that had taken probably centuries to build with these huge lava rocks. And he jots all this stuff down in his journal and gives us our very first written description of Hawaiian civilization. And it's actually quite profound.
There's also speculation that one of Cortez's ships might have been here beforehand. Did they find evidence of it? Or is that just because the ship never came back, they guess?
The only evidence that they found was it was obvious that they had seen metal in limited quantities, probably from, driftwood from some shipwreck that washed up on shore where they had some nails in it or whatever. The Kauaians knew about metal, but and also the Spanish had been going back and forth across the Pacific for centuries in this thing called the Manila Galleon trade. Right. And so it just would seem highly unlikely that they didn't at least spot the Hawaiian Islands at some point. But apparently they never came ashore. They never claimed it. They never investigated. And if they did come ashore, they hid all that information in their archives.
The book is The Wide, Wide Sea, Hampton Sides, reminding everybody this is imperial contest going on in the 18th century. Cook works for an empire. Imperial ambition, first contact, and the fateful final voyage. It's time to go north for the Northwest Passage. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.